Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Roundup. Gokrux here. We're tracking four items today led by Dexhand's Splash at ICRA. That demo wasn't just a party trick. A 21 DOF one-to-one biomimic hand with mirror control and 26 sign gestures forces operators to ask whether these hands are finally ready for real work.
The hardware is impressive on the surface, real-time mirror control and native biomechanics, but the bigger question is deployment. Can that dexterity be repeatable, safe, and maintainable in an industrial cycle, rather than just on a conference table?
Operators will want repeatability, predictable wear, and task-specific tooling. Tactile sensing and force control are where the rubber meets the road. Without consistent haptics and robust control loops, a 21 DOF hand risks being an expensive novelty.
From an investor angle, there's a productization path and margin story to watch. Biomimetic hands open new markets, fine assembly, service robotics, accessible human-robot interaction, but they're capital intensive. Winners will show unit economics and serviceable reliability.
That feeds directly into our second story, better decisions at scale. Teams are discovering the hard part of autonomy isn't always perception or planning. It's selecting the right action under tight operational constraints, like energy, safety, and throughput.
Think about a fleet robot that must decide whether to detour, wait for a charger, or hand a task to a human. Those choices require combining SLAs, battery state, congestion, and human availability into a single action selection. Not trivial math, not trivial software.
Which is why architectures are shifting to runtime optimization, hierarchical policies, constrained action spaces, and live feedback. Offline training helps, but real operations need closed-loop decision systems that adapt plans to resource limits and stochastic events.
And yet, most robotics teams are still flying blind on AI spending. Token-based billing has turned inference and agent calls into a moving target for humanoids, autonomy stacks, and industrial systems that spawn many subqueries.
Token billing spikes when models talk to models, when you run ensembles, or when agentic runtimes spawn chains of reasoning. That creates unpredictable OpEx unless you can attribute cost to actions in real time and make budget-aware choices.
Tools are emerging for that. Per-action cost attribution, budget-aware planners, and dynamic throttling. You need systems that can swap models, cache results, or bypass cloud calls based on cost thresholds. It's operational control, not just logs.
On the provider side, agentic runtimes are nudging vendors off flat subscriptions toward token credits. That shift aligns marginal cost with usage and makes pricing a real signal for operators deciding where to run inference.
Operators will respond by partitioning workloads. Local lightweight models for repetitive tasks, cloud for rare, heavy reasoning, and smart caching for intermediate results. Pricing becomes a core architecture decision, not an afterthought.
But there's a risk. Pricing volatility creates procurement headaches. Teams will seek committed credits, model SLAs, or hybrid contracts to hedge against sudden token price jumps that blow monthly budgets.
That opens an opportunity for middleware. Package cost-aware autonomy stacks provide action-level metering and offer prediction tools for token spend. Startups that make cost predictable will be as attractive as those improving raw capability.
Synthesis. The path to practical physical AI runs through three aligned layers: reliable, dexterous hardware that can actually do tasks, decision frameworks that choose actions under real constraints, and transparent cost signals that make those choices economically sensible.
That alignment is what operators and investors will pay for. Measurable task ROI, predictable TCO, and systems that degrade gracefully when budgets or sensors fail. That's our cue. Next roundup in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.